Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
I can't believe the snowstorm. Oh, look at the snowplow. Look at that snowplow coming through the snowstorm. I wish it had a fun name. 720 WGN. Corey, you are unfriggin' believable. That's all I have to say. Well, not all.
John, this was all your idea. I just took the assist. It was a lot of fun, so I'm glad you suggested it.
Now, wait a minute. I got the idea from reading an article about Minnesota. I didn't think it up. But then I was just talking to Brendan a little while ago. You came on initially to talk about the death of Al Capone, but you said, Al Capone's dead. But you know what was really interesting is what you were talking about before the bottom of the hour news about those snowplows. And then we went crazy. And you said, Corey Rumer, by the way, a reporter, journalist, investigative reporter for...
Me up that much, John.
Oh, this is unbelievable. I've never seen anybody do anything like this. Really? Seriously? This is a turnaround of less than 48 hours, Corey. Okay, so we're on the air. She says, I'm a reporter. I'm taking notes. Okay, I'm going to investigate it. I say, do you think it's the streets and sanitation that can do this on their own, or does it has to be the mayor? I don't know. I'll investigate it. Fine. This morning, I wake up. I look in the newspaper. What do I see? Coming this summer, your chance to name one of Chicago's snowplows. You not only tell us the story, you did a whole article on it. You did it, Corey. You did it.
We did it, John.
It's happening. I don't believe this. This is awesome. Give us a step-by-step. What did you do? How'd you get this?
So the other night, you and I were talking about how jealous we were of all these other places that get to have these named snowplows. So I emailed Streets and Sanitation as soon as I got off the radio with you the other night.
Oh my God.
And God bless Streets and Sanitation. It got back to me right away. And so it's all thanks to their public relations person, Mimi Simon. I said, hey, how come Chicago doesn't have named snowplows? And I got a response back where she was saying, guess what? We're still figuring out the details, but this summer, they think this summer, the Department of Streets and Sanitation will hold a contest to name a select few. There are more than 300 snowplows in the city's fleet. I say more than 300 because garbage trucks can be outfitted too,
right,
in case of a huge snowstorm.
Right.
But there are just under 300 actual snowplows. You've probably seen them before. They're the big baby blue ones. They have salt in the back and
right,
the bright yellow push on the front, pusher thing on the front. I don't know what the technical term
is. I think that's called the plow.
I guess that's the plow part, right?
Yes.
So, yes. Starting this summer, and again, the details haven't been fleshed out yet, but starting this summer, the city's Department of Streets and Sanitation expects to hold a snowplow naming contest.
Now, you know, Corey, that this goes against every stereotype of Chicago Streets and Sanitation or Chicago city government. You accomplished something in less than 48 hours. No one has ever done that in the history of humanity in this town.
Well, I just want to say Chicago, under Mayor Daley, was the city that works. And I want to give a shout out right now to the more than 600 men and women of the Department of Streets and Sanitation who have been activated tonight because it's snowing tonight.
Yes.
So if you go to the department's website, their plow tracker, you can see all these little truck, blue truck icons all over the city, every part of the city. And you can actually click on each one, and it has a vehicle ID that's pretty boring. It's just like a number. But can you imagine next year at this time, you might click on that thing, and it might tell you, it's Barack Snowbama plowing your street.
Barack Snowbama, that is awesome. Oh,
and I do have to say, a lot of my friends, I'm on the Twitter, and a lot of my friends and a bunch of new people I had never interacted with before, when I posted my story and I gave people a few ideas, they went crazy with it. So would you like to hear some of their ideas for names?
Well, let's first of all, let's follow a journalist on a mission. Let's do that first, because I'm not hyping you on this. I mean, I've never seen anybody do this, Corey. I mean, you must be an unbelievably likable, influential person. I mean, I was talking to my wife about you, and I said, "Did you hear me?" And Corey, I said, "She sounds, you know, she's fantastic. She's got energy. It's, you know, she's quick." And my wife goes, "Yeah, absolutely." But then I'm going, "Yeah, but you know what? She's got to deal with the city. She's got to go to streets and sanitation. You know, even if she's really going to do it." And then here it is. So how did they just agreed right off the top?
Yeah. It was really great. I had to preface the email by saying, "Hey, listen, this is going to sound a little crazy, but is there any chance you all plan in the near future to name any of your snowplows?" And I mean, I'm sorry, but if you can't respond to an email like that, I'm sure out of all of the emails from disgruntled people they had to respond to, I hope I was the bright spot in their day, you know?
You are. Do you know Mimi Simon, the Director of Public Affairs over there?
You know, I've had to bug her on a variety of occasions for different things about road closures
right.
and other types of road issues. So we're familiar via email. But she was very patient with me, and I had a ton of questions, and she said, you know, "I'm not going to be able to answer most of those questions right now, but I'll let you know. We think this summer we will open a contest, and people can submit names." And so on Twitter, some of my friends said, "You know, Minnesota had, 15,000 people submit names? We could do better than that."
Oh, boy.
So I think, you know, what a badge of honor to come up with a name, a take on a famous Chicagoan's name or a famous Chicago place, and to incorporate the word snow or plow or ice or salt. It's fun.
Pardon my ignorance, but do you have a specific, you know, reporter's beat? Are you like I don't know, what are you? What kind of reporter are you? What's your beat? Is that the right word? I mean, you know, like, some people have an entertainment beat. Some people are on the political beat. What is yours?
Yeah, that's a good question, because snowplow beat, snowplow naming beat. But John, as long as you bring it up, next week I'm going to be launching a new newsletter for the Chicago Tribune called Vintage Chicago Tribune. It's based on an Instagram photo account that my very awesome colleague Marianne Mather created several years ago. And so Marianne and I like to dig in the Tribune's archives, which our newspaper goes back almost 175 years. We're going to be celebrating our 175th anniversary this June.
Right.
And so next week, we are launching a newsletter, and it's going to be vintage themed, and we're going to be going into the archives to find photos and stories and try to relate those to things that happened today. So that's kind of what I'm working on now.
Well, we should talk about that when it's ready to be talked about. But you're also really funny. I mean,
my husband wouldn't say that.
Oh, well, somebody should tell him.
You're too kind.
No, I'm not. I'm not. anybody reading this would agree with me. It's true. So you talk about in a reporter's research, right? Expand your reporting web, so to speak. And I see that you at least read or talked to somebody in Ohio at the Akron Beacon Journal, right?
Yeah, it's so funny, John, because so many of these places, this Ohio Turnpike and Infrastructure Commission, so they have also just named a bunch of their snowplows. I know you were talking about Minnesota. Okay, we got to talk about Minnesota for a minute, because one of the named submissions, the Mary Tyler Moore Show, is based in downtown Minneapolis. There's a statue of her throwing her hat up in the air. My question is, how, amongst all of the names, the potential names, one that did not make the cut, the Mary Tyler Moore Snow, how did that not win for a Minnesota snowplow name? I don't know.
I have no idea. Don't they have a sense of humor up there? Or maybe it's just too cold? I mean,
it's like, come on.
That's a no-brainer.
In a lot of these states, and then I also found a story about Vermont. Kids in Vermont named some of the snowplows there, and then North Dakota. Everybody has a Plowy McPlow face. I'm sorry. At this point, I'm over Plowy McPlow face. That's why I thought it would be fun to try to think of Chicago themed names, because we're Chicago. We can make this happen. We can figure this out.
Yes. I also see that you talked to or researched something with the Detroit Free Press. The big Leplowski. That's pretty good.
That's really good.
They use that, right?
Yes. Okay. And it's interesting because in some of these states they actually put the name on the plow, and in other states they don't.
What?
I think it's just on some sort of radar. I know.
Wait a minute.
Something else I don't know.
We have to put the names on the plow. What's the point of doing this?
We gotta put the names on the plow.
Exactly. How would they know?
Exactly.
You wouldn't know what the plow's name is, but didn't have it on it. And then you'd go to that app, and like you say, and you can find out where each plow is. And instead of just seeing some normal blue plow, there's what was the Obama one you had that was so hysterical? What was that?
Barack Snowbama. Barack Snowbama.
There's Barack. Hey, Mom. Barack Obama is going to be coming down our street in about 15 minutes. I can see it now. So, yeah, it's very interesting. Did these states, is this all happening sort of simultaneously, so to speak? I mean, within the...
That's what it seems like.
That's crazy.
Because I remember a few years ago in Europe, there was a contest to name a boat. I forget. It was like a tugboat. And I think people voted to name it Boaty McBoatface, if I remember right. So I think that's where all of this stems from. I think it's just now happening, you know, here. And we're all so bored.
Of course.
We're all so stressed.
Yes.
And we need something fun. And it's cold outside and it's snowy outside.
And that's exactly what we were saying the night before last, was this is exactly the time, this is exactly the thing to do, because just what you said, here's, you know, we're COVID up to our, you know what, with masks and mandates and even if you're pro, even if you're pro or against, you're still sick of it. I mean, come on. So this
let's all come together and pick some names for snowplows.
Yeah. So let's get back to your. Did we cover everything that you wanted to cover in the article?
Yes.
Okay. By the way, if I recommend this article very much for anybody who cares. So you put this. I see that. Wait a minute. In Ohio, the Akron Beacon Journal were mostly puns on Star Wars characters and 90s hip-hop acts. Snowby Wan Kenobi. That's pretty good.
That's good.
Snurplows-a-lot. Snurplows-a-lot. Oh, wait, enough of them. All right, let's get back to Corey's Twitter account. What is your Twitter handle, by the way?
Okay, it's at Rumor Mill. RUMORMILL. Which is kind of ironic because I'm a reporter and I'm supposed to, you know, report the truth. And I don't know. I don't know why I chose that. But that's my Twitter handle.
But that's your name.
Yes, I mean, it's almost my name. Yeah.
I mean, you know, if your last name, if that was your first name and your last name was Monger, that would be something else. But no.
That's my name.
That's my name. Don't wear it out. Yeah, we are going to wear it out. So give us. God, you're great.
People,
you know, can we talk on a regular basis about anything sometime? I mean.
Yes. Well, I'm going to have this vintage Chicago Tribune newsletter.
I know. But even
coming out on Thursday.
But even beyond that. Okay. Sorry.
Let's do it.
I keep getting off track. Let's go back to the Twitter account and some of the names that are coming in.
Okay. So I'm gonna go way back to like 4 hours ago when people really got into this. Okay. Tim Broderick, he had a whole bunch of them that were really awesome. He had one that said cheeseburger.
Yes. Oh, great! Yeah.
Like the Billy Goat.
Right, three times. Yeah.
My colleague John Kyleman came up with DeMar DeRozan, the Bulls player, who I think he was named an All-Star today. So yeah. Congrats to him.
That's right.
Woo-hoo! He deserves a snowplow in his name.
I mean, come on. Some people get into the Hall of Fame. Big deal. You're on the All-Star team. Who cares? You've got a snowplow.
Yes. Okay. I don't know what this guy's name is. He has 105 followers. But he suggested Mrs. O'Leary's plow.
Which beautiful. Great.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
And holy plow, like Carrie, holy plow instead of holy cow. These people are good, John.
I know.
You're so much better at this than I am.
Everybody's good at it. Come on.
It's so fun.
But
it's
imagine, can you imagine Harry Carey's face on the front of a plow? Come on. This is what we're talking about. This is a great thing.
I'd want my picture next to that. Yes,
indeed.
I agree.
Yes. Okay.
James Garner said Jean Baptiste de Snowball instead of Snowball.
Oh man!
I have so many more, John. You keep laughing. I have to get through these.
Keep going. That is fantastic, Jean Baptiste de Snowball. Man, oh. I love it.
Okay, John Hector, who's one of our editors at the Chicago Tribune. Hi, John. He suggested Bozo the Plowin. That's a good one.
That's a great one.
Let's see. Less of Mrs. O'Leary's plow. Eric Wilenius suggested Anton Burmack instead of Anton Shermack.
Gotcha.
This is so good. We have many really good names. Okay, this one might be the best.
Really?
Dan Rostenplowski.
I just did a spit take with my coffee, and it's on my glasses and my face and my shirt and the control board. Yeah. I got to wipe that off in a hurry. Hold on. Oh.
Sorry.
No. Please, do not apologize. That was just so fantastically awesome. I can't stand it. Oh, God,
it's
Corey.
Too fun. Oh, let's see. My former Tribune buddy, Mark Caro.
Oh, Mark. I know Mark. Hey, Mark.
He told me to say hi. So,
oh, good.
Shout out to Mark.
Yeah, Mark.
Let's see here, Mark. Which ones did you give that I haven't already said? He gave me a lot earlier today. Let me see if I can scroll down. He had the Barack Snowbama, so you know that one is so good.
Yeah.
Rod Blizz. I don't know, Mark. This one might not work. Rod Blizzardovich. I don't know if that doesn't roll off the tongue.
We're stretching that one. That's stretching
that
it a bit.
A little...
Yeah.
Let's see. Somebody else said Sammy Snosa. That's a good one.
That's a good one.
It's really good. A lot of people suggested, okay, so this is a little inside baseball, but a concerned citizen who's a fixture at most city council meetings in the city of Chicago is George Blakemore.
Yes.
So a lot of people suggested George Flakemore. And he's known for his colorful outfits. So, you know, that's a good question because if we're going to put the names yes. on the snowplows, like, right. can we, like, spit take a little bit? Like, if it's, I came up with one that nobody seemed to like. I had a little poll on my Twitter account for a play on Michael Jordan. I thought it could be My Calcium Chloride Jordan, which doesn't exactly work. But
no, it's, and not only that, it's too, what's the word I'm looking for? It's too, what's that class? Chemically, it's too many chemicals or something.
It's a lot going on there.
There's a lot going on there.
Then there are Chicago politic ones. Instead of pay to play, it's pay to plow.
Oh, my God.
Silver shovel.
Oh, my God.
These are so good. These people are so good.
Corey.
Let me see if I can explain a couple more, because you got to go, right?
Yeah, pretty soon, yeah.
I don't want to.
Believe me, I don't want to, but I sort of have to. Okay, give me a couple.
A couple more. Jennifer Davis just sent me Sears Plower. That's so good. It's so good. Okay, but here's my thing, John. If we're coming up with this idea, and if the city decides to do it, I think you and I need to be part of the judging committee here. We got to help pick these names.
Ernie Snowbanks.
Boom, John. Perfect.
That is a text from 630. Here's another one from 847. Ron Sant Snow. Deep dish plow.
Oh, that's good. I'll take it.
Salter Payton.
Okay, that's great.
Yeah, I gotta go,
that's
Corey.
Really good.
Thank you.
Bye, John.
I'll talk to you
again.
No,
thank you.
No, listen.
Yes.
Thanks, everybody, and we'll keep track of this, obviously, because we have a reporter on the beat. Thanks, Corey. All right. Whew, man, so awesome.